Okay, today's Daf Yud Ches. We're on Yud Zayin Amud Beis by 5 lines, 6 lines from the bottom, where it says Yiboy Elohu. So we ended up saying yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda had originally held that all liquids make everything tame. And now he took it back. He took it back again. Can liquids be matame? Rameir said no. Rameir said no, but liquids itself can become tame. But it can't be matame other things. And Rabbi Lazar agreed with that. Rabbi Yehuda said everything can become tame, but he took that back. And Rabbi Yossi Yom Shimon held that liquids can be matame food, but not kelim. So when Rabbi Yehuda took it back, what did he take back? Does he hold now like a mayor that liquids can't be matame at all? Or does he hold like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that liquids can be matame Oakland, but not kelim? That's the question. Iboy lehu. Mi kelim hu dehader bay? Did he take it back regarding kelim? Aval ba'ochlin, but regarding food, kirebiyosi, Rabbi Shimon Svirle, that liquids have the ability to be metame food, right? As Rashi says, the third bottom line, the mashkim temeyim ochlin mida araisa, that mashkim can be metame food mina Torah. Odilma, or maybe legamri hader bay. He took it all back, kireb meir, like Rabbi Meir. Okay? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Nachman bar Yitzchak, thank you, said, Toshma, come and hear the following story. A para, you have a cow,
right?
Sheshasa mechatos. It drank the mechatos. The mechatos is para aduma water. Someone left it lying around, some cow walked by, so oh, well, it's good, and drank it up. Now the mechatos liquids is tame. It's tame. So she drank it now. The cow drank it now. So what happens now? So the Tanna Kamma says, Bisara Tame. She becomes Tame. Says Rashi, Shemikabeles Tuma Mehen. Bottom line, she becomes Tame from the water, from the Mechatos. De Mechatos Metamin, Mechatos Metame, Afilu Adav Kalim. Kidichsev, like it says, V'hanogev mehanida. Fine. That's not what we need for. That's not what we need. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Butlo bimeyeha. It becomes butl inside her stomach. Okay? Now, v'isal kadaitach. Mikelim hu debader bey. If you want to tell me that he took it back from Kalim, Abel Ochlin, but regarding food. Kirib Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Tzvi Relay. Regarding food, he holds the Kirib Yossi that it can become Tamei. That am I a butler who got Bimiyahela Gamri? Then why did it become butler? The liquid should have the ability to make food, which is what she is, the cow, Tamei. Now, Nihi, I agree. The Tumah Chamura lo metamo. That it shouldn't be some Tumah Chamura. Very high level Tumah. However, Mituma kala miya mitama. Can it be at least a some tuma? Some tuma should apply. If Rabbi Yehuda held, right? Rabbi Yehuda held butlu b'meyeha. 1 second. If he held that liquids can become tuma, why is it butlu b'meyeha? Why? So let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says top Rashi butlu b'meyeha, long Rashi. The Einan Ru'uyin L'mechatos, because it's no longer Roy for Mechatos, the Ein Od Shman Alehen, it's no longer cold water. Right? It got bottled in there. Right? It was once upon a time this very special Mechatos water, but now it's in her stomach now. Now what is it? That's nothing. The E Isle Reb Yehuda Mashkin Ba'alma Metamu Ochel. If Rabbi Yehuda would agree that liquids could be metame ochel, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, nihi, it's true, de butli mitoras mechatos, I agree that it's no longer a mechatos. De lo have tame av hatoma, that it's not an av hatoma, l'tame adam v'kelim. Why? because now it's in her stomach, it's nothing. Nevertheless, Shem Mashke Tomei Milek Olayu. Doesn't it have the name of Tomei Mashke? Kishar Mashkin Latame Basar Zeshu Ochel? Right? At least it's Tomei Mashke. Fine, it's not longer than Bechatas, I agree. Fine. Should we still Tomei? But my butlu b'mei halagamri.
What?
On the fact that mechatas itself is tummy.
But it's no longer mechatas.
So.
Regular
mashka. So it's regular. So whatever it is, it's mei mashka. That's tummy.
Based on what? Where did it come from?
The tumah.
It was tumah. The tumah didn't go away.
It's not longer mechatas.
What? So what? Still was tummy.
Because it cannot be used as mechatas anymore.
I think on the first one, shmona lehem means a shame mechatas.
Correct.
It's still a mashka.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
Anyway,
but my bottle of meal and gami. Why is it bottle? I feel him all the time. Buster zeh. Even to be the time of this buster, the hainu tumas ochlin kala. It should still be work. Nahi the tumas chamura lo metame. It's not tumas chamura imnagu adam v'kelim behen betochem me'ayim. This cow now is going to touch you. Okay, what's that? To ain shame mechat as aliyen. Because now for the second time, it's not called mechatz anymore. Tuma kala, but a lower level tuma kigon es habaser l'tamo, that the baser should become tamei. Da mashkin ba'almanin, it's still mashkin ba'al, it's still liquid. The shame tuma lo pakamin, the shame tuma didn't go away. You want to tell me the mechatz went away? Fine, I concede that. But the tuma didn't go away. The netamo machas atzmon, it's still tamei machas itself. It's still tamei. There's no greater touching that the mechatas touches itself. Right? Touches itself. It's still, what Rashi just said, even though the mechatas title goes away, it's still tamei liquid that's touching itself. So it's still tamei. It made itself tamei. It's tamei. And then when the cow drinks it, also should become tuma. Elishmamina, since Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there's no tumma, mikulu hadarbe, he took it all back. And he held, liquids can't be matame foods. The kivon debachot lo matame, mashkin ochlin elami derabanan, since midrabanan, he agreed, yes. Not min haTorah. So here, hilchacha milchot lo shrihi lo gaz. This is a very unusual thing, for a cow to drink mechatas water. It's quite unusual. So they didn't feel necessary to make a gzeira. Okay?
Yeah. Question. One of us pursuits is trying to find out if Mike is liquid, it's tamei or not. How can you bring up the mechatas at all? Until now. Why can't you bring it up as a right?
It's a good question.
Mechatas is a tamei, obviously. It's a chok, but I mean.
It's an amalacha. We're talking about the tumor we just sort of mentioned.
What?
It's an amalacha. Mechatas is an amatuma. Until now, everything we're talking about is just to go to the mikveh at night. No, we didn't mention any medicine anomaly. And also, I think the most clear part
is
right.
Because... that's what he's saying. He's what? I don't know. I hear the question. I hear the question. I hear what the answer is. He's answering now. We've only been talking about tumah that's not av. By the way, the Gemara, the Torah already says that your roke and your urine... those are all tum. No one's disputing that. The question is, you touch orange juice. Not orange juice. Wine. Or dam. All these other liquids. Okay. So the Gemara had a question. It must be that he took it back. Why did he take it back? Because if he didn't take it back, why did he say that it's bottle? Why did he say it's bottle? It shouldn't be bottle. We just got through reading that big Rashi. It should still be tummy. So the Gemara answers, no, you know what it means, batal? My batlu bimayeha, nami batlu mituma chamura. Right, he meant to say that it's batal from a tuma chamura, aval tuma kala mitamu. But a tuma kala, yes, tuma. So it's not a riot that he took it back regarding everything. 1 second. If that's what it means, michlal, the Tanakama savar, whatever the Tanakama was, what did he say? He said, Chatos basar tamei. Right? So that must be something different than what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Otherwise, it's saying the same thing. So Rabbi Yehuda said now, batal, he meant, It's bottle from Tumah Chamura. But Tumah Kali, yeah. Tanakama said, Tumah. Right? Obviously, he was talking about Tumah Chamura. But 1 second. Tumah Chamura Nami Mitami. Tumah Chamura, yes. Also, yes. Ha Bisara Tame Kitani. But it says in the... his statement was, Basar Tame. What about Kalim Tame? Doesn't say that. He says, just Basar Tame. So they're not saying anything different. Right? They're not saying anything different. That can't be. So the Gemara answers, you know what? Kula Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's no other person. It's just Rabbi Yehuda. The Chesuri Mechsera, the whole, it was corrupted. V'hachi Ketani. Here's how it should read. Para, you have a cow. Sheshasa Mechatas. It drank Mechatas. Besara Tame. The Basar becomes Tame. When is that true? Tumakala. That's true regarding Tumakala. Aval Tumachamura lo, there's no Tumachamura. Sherebi Yehuda Omar Batlu B'meyeha. Because Rebbe Yehuda said, it becomes Batl. Okay, that's how we answer it. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, what Mr. G was trying to say earlier, La'olam Batlu B'meyeha L'gamri. No, it becomes totally Batl. Not the kind of thing I said bottle, but I meant my bottle from Chamura. What? No, bottle of Gambi. Why? Mishim Dahavili, Mashka Saruach. It's foul. Now that the cow drank it, what is that? It's not water anymore. I don't know what it is. Right? Whatever it is, it has no longer the ability to make any tumah. Does that mean there'll be who the holds that liquids can never be mitame? Doesn't mean that at all.
I'm just skipping a step.
What's that?
Step is the water touching the animal.
When, right. So now what's the story? It became no longer water.
But the animal's coming.
So the truth is, I was wondering about this. Live animals can't be tummy.
Exactly right.
There's no such thing. So the question, you waited for it to die. So now it died. It drank the thing and now it died. So now is the bus or tummy? Says Ravashi, of course not. Why? It's foul. Now, does that mean if you heard the holes, he took it back all to... Maybe he can take it back. Maybe he holds that liquid's coming from Tommy food. Not this kind of food. Not this kind of liquid. This is very unusual. This is a foul.
Funny case, it's
very funny. Right. Okay. Now, we said many times, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, La'ochel and Tameyin, La'kelim Tahorin. That liquids can be Matame foods, not Caleb. Right? And again, Rameer said no, and Rehuda, not sure what he held. He took it back. So, Amar Rabba Bar Barachan, Amar Shlokish, Rabbi Yossi, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabba Amra. Rabbi Yossi said his din because he relied on Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. I think people were interested to know that Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yossi. Right. Right.
And Rabbi Yossi.
Right. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva say that Rabbi Yossi said, oh, I hold like my Rebbe? What was that? Darish Yitma Yitama. Rabbi Akiva made a drasha, Yitma Yitama. And Rabbi Yossi is going to make the same drasha. Ditnan. We learned in a Mishnah. Bo Bayom, on that day, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, that day, Darish Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. Okay, this is hard. It says, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem. Any kli cheres upon which food will fall. The full pasuk reads, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho. Not food, anything falls into the kli cheres. Kol asher besocho yitma. Whatever falls in becomes tameh, but also tishboru, and the rest of it you have to break it. The kli you have to break. You can't put a kli charis in a mikvah. You have to break it. Whatever fell in yitma, what's yitma, shall become tameh. Rabbi Akiva read it as yitameh, shall make other things tameh.
Everything else in the daily.
Okay. Eino amar tameh. It doesn't say that whatever falls into the kli cheres becomes tamei, ella rather yitma, which he reads as yitame achirim, can make other things tame. What does that mean? Limeid al hakikar sheni, you have a kikar sheni, she'asa shlishi, that can make a shlishi bachulin, even bachulin. Now, we never heard that before. We always thought that it stopped at a sheni, chulin stopped at shenis. Since we keep it up, based on this pasuk, it goes to a shlishi also. Now, just like Rabbi Akiva used the word yitma in the way of yitame, Rabbi Yossi is going to do the exact same thing in the very next pasuk in the Torah. Okay? The very next pasuk says, Mikal ha'ochel asher ye'ochel, any food, asher yavo alav mayim, that water falls on it, yitma becomes tame. What's yitma? Can make other things tame. V'chol mashke asher yishte b'chol kli, and any asher yishatzim b'chol kli, yitma can become tame. Okay? The pasuk says it twice. So we're going to be busy with that. Okay? Now the Gemara asks, Hacha hechi darsh. What did, how did Rabbi Yossi make a drasha? So we just heard Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Now what about Rabbi Yossi? So it said like this, B'chol mashke asher yishatzeh b'chol kli yitma. That's the second yitma of the pasuk. Right? Yitma means l'tame tumas ochle. What does it mean, yitame, yitma? To be metame ochle. You see from here that liquids can be metame ochle. Why ochle?
Why ochle?
Ata omer l'tame tumas ochle. O eno el l'tame tumas mashkin. Maybe it means to be metame other liquids. Maybe it means that. Says the Gemara, amarta lo kachoyo. That's not possible. My lo kachoya. What does that mean? That's not possible. What does that mean? It's not possible. What does that mean? I'm not sure. We touched a few days ago. You asked me this question when we started the sukkah. You said, "What kind of machlokas is this?" And I said, "It's going to be based on psukim." And I said to you, "I don't understand it." So Omar Rav Papa.
Lo kachoya. That means that's not the intent of the pasuk.
What?
Not
okay. It's not what the Gemara. Rav Papa is going to say. Amar Rav Papa. Lo matzinu tuma sha'asa ki yotzeba. We never find a tuma like this. What does he mean by that?
Lo kachoya means that's never the intent of the pasuk. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
As mashkin being matama food. Like, nowhere in the Torah you're going to find it.
Right. What does that mean? No. Lo matzinu tuma sha'asa ki yotzeba. You never find such a thing. What does that mean? You never find such a thing. You never find that liquids are metame liquids, and foods are metame foods. Rather, ochel is metame mashke, and mashke is metame ochel.
There's
no place where mashke is metame mashke. Therefore, this pasuk that Rabbi Yossi is using to teach you that mashke can be metame ochel can't mean mashke is metame mashke. Can't mean that. There's no such thing like that. So the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. Maybe it means to be metame kelim. Right? That's what Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Okay? So, according to Rav Papa, Rav Yossi's source is the fact that liquids have to be metame foods. Nothing else for it to be metame. Can't be metame other liquids. It must mean foods. Why can't it mean kelim? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Ravina Omar, Ravina is a different word. The pasuk itself demonstrates it can't be pshat. Why? Because remember, I read the pasuk a minute ago, and I said the first half of the pasuk was mikal ha'ochel asher yeyochel, from foods, asher yavo olav mayim yitma. Right? What does that mean? That foods that become wet, yitma, become tame. What is Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi translate the word yitma? To be metame other things. If foods can't be metame foods, what can this pasuk mean?
Mashke.
If the second half of the pasuk that says that liquids can become tame, can become metame mashke, then the pasuk is redundant. It's saying the same thing twice. It can't mean that. Diisol kedaita yitma de seifel l'tamei tumas mashke. If the seifel means that liquids can be l'tamei liquids, yitma de reisha nami l'tamei tumas mashke. And the reisha says what? That foods can be l'tamei liquids. Then why is the pasuk so wordy? Na'ar vinhu, combine it, v'nichta vinhu, and write it in a much more concise way. What should it say? Mikal ha'ocher ashel yeyachel, any food, ashayavo olav mayim, that comes wet, or v'chol mashka ashayishter v'chol kli, yitma. That's all, if that's the intent of the pasuk. Trei yitma lamalu, that's yitma twice. So redundant. Ella, yitma dereisha, otame tumas mashkin. The yitma of the reisha says that foods can be matame liquids. The yitma de seifa, otame tumas ochlin. And the yitma of the seifa, that food, that liquids, can be matame foods. That's of Yossi's raya, that minat Torah, liquids can be matame foods. Okay? He learned it out of this pasuk.
Never accepted that the ground rule that liquid can be matame liquid, a solid can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
If red clay touches, a solid, it's not done?
No, I don't think so. Although, I mean, a Torah. Because Chagai asked him, what happens if bread touches food, and then that touches wine, that touches oil, and then that. Right. I think Minatora, it's, that's the case. Minatora, I think these rules don't apply. Minatora, we don't find such a thing.
Why don't you take this question to mean that the water becomes obnoxious?
That's the other pshat.
That's the other pshat. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask that on a base. Good. You guys are on the ball. Can't double talk this crowd. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, one second. Fine, I understand that Rabbi Yossi says Yitma means Yitame. He looked it out from his Rabbi Akiva. Right, good, I get all that. So, the aim of Latame is a Kalim. Maybe it means to be Latame Kalim. Why liquids? Answers the Gemara, that can't be. You know why that can't be? Because it's a Kal V'Chomer.
A mirror image Kal V'Chomer.
It's a Kal V'Chomer. What does that mean, a mirror image Kal V'Chomer?
Exactly. The Kal V'Chomer usually if that is 200 pounds, that could certainly lift 100.
Right.
Here you're saying that this one, that the 100-pound weakling certainly can't pick up 200 pounds.
Okay, interesting. Okay, v'lav Kal V'Chomer who? See if this Kal V'Chomer makes sense. Ready? Uma kli, you have a kli, shem metame mashke, that could be metame liquids, eino metame kli, it can't be metame another kli, kalim can't be metame kalim, okay? But a kalim can be metame liquids, so mashkin, habor nachmas kli, so liquids that got tame because it touched the kli, eino din shlo yitame was a kalim. So for sure, it can't make another kli tame.
Kli itself can't make another kli tame, so this is right. Too weak.
You hear?
It's a 90-pound weakling.
Right. The ema. So okay, one second. That could only be true. Let's say that's only true. Ema kilo mitamu. When is that true? That a mashke can't be mitame a kli. When is that true? Mashkin haba and machmas kli. If the liquid got tame because it first touched the kli, then the Kal V'Chomer makes sense. Avol mashkin haba machmas sheretz. Let's say the liquid got tame because it touched the sheretz, so I can't be mitame kli.
Certainly is strong enough.
Hachanami dimitama, then it should work.
The Kal V'Chomer.
Right, then it should work. So can the Kal V'Chomer resist? It should only not work in one specific case where the liquid itself became tame because it touched the kli. It's so complicated. But if a liquid touches a sheretz, the Kal V'Chomer falls away. Okay? Got that? No, you don't got that? It's not so hard. I mean, it's hard.
You fabricate this alleged difference between whether you got tummy this way, A, or tummy B. You say there's a difference between 2A and 2B.
Now, the Gemara answers, Nashkin habor and machma sheretz miksivi. There is never a place in the Torah that says that liquids got tame because it touched the sheretz. There's no such pasuk. Okay, as a matter of fact, the only pasuk that mentions it is that it talks about liquids becoming tamei from touching a kli. Never a sheretz. Now the Gemara says, v'lav kal v'chomer ka'asi. That's only itself derived from a kal v'chomer. That what? That liquids can become tamei from a sheretz. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma mashkin abor machmas kli metamein. If liquids touch the kli, the liquids become tamei. So mashkin habor machmas sheretz lo kolshkin. So for sure, mashkin that come from a sheretz, for sure, should become tamei.
Because
a sheretz is a greater tuma than a keli. However, dayo lavo min adin lios kinidon. We have a rule in kal v'chomer rule, that you can't learn more greater things than the source of the kal v'chomer itself. Therefore, just like liquids that come from a kli can't be matame kelim, so too liquids that come from a sheretz can't be matame kelim. Okay? So therefore the yitma that Rabbi Yossi is being learning out, that he's reading it yitame, that it can be matame other things, it can't be foods, because then the pasuk would be redundant. It can't be kelim, because it's not true. The only thing left is liquids. That's his raya. Now, one second. Now we said that there were two yitmas in that pasuk. So yitma dereisha heichidarish. What does it do with the first yitma?
But the main problem why this kal v'chomer doesn't work, what he's saying,
yeah,
is because you talk about different levels of tuma. A sheretz is an ava tuma. So if it touches liquid, the liquid is a rishon. So that's different, and a kale is not.
I know. It's a little bit of a contrived kal v'chomer to get the point. However, you can't argue with the fact that there's no makar in the Torah that a sheretz is metame liquids. It never says it. It's only learned out of a kal v'chomer.
It doesn't say about a mace either.
I know. That's the question. It doesn't say a million things. Right? There's two psukim in the whole Torah about tuma.
Right. You can't spell every single thing.
Right, I know.
The bottom line is that they're suggesting that there's two kinds of tuma, and there's no substantiation because the Torah never makes this difference.
Right.
He made it up. He made it up himself, and there's no support. There's no difference between tuma because of a sheretz and tuma because of a kelim. There's no difference.
Yeah. Right.
You learn lots of things that way.
So, Yitma Dereisha Hechi Darish. How do you darish in the beginning? The Yitma Dereisha. So like this. Mikal ha'ochel asher yeyachel asher yavo olav mayim yitma. Right? What does that mean? Any food that got wet can now be yitma, will become tame. That means can be tame other things. What other things can be tame? The tame is some yitma, tame is a mashkin. Can only be tame mashkin. What else could be mitame? It can't be mitame other foods, because we have a rule, salads and salads don't go.
How about kelim?
Ata omer l'tame es hamashkin. You said it means to be mitame mashkin. O eino el l'tame es hakli. Maybe it means to be mitame kelim. Amarta kal v'chomer. No, it's a kal v'chomer like that. No, the answer is it's a kal v'chomer. Ma mashke shemitame ochel. Just like mashke can be metame ochel, ain't a metame kli, can't be metame a kli. Ochel, she ain't metame ochel, ain't no din, she lo metame kli. So for sure it can't be metame a kli. A little bit circular kal v'chomer.
One to prove that one's for mashke, one's for ochel.
How about kochim?
Mashke can be metame kli, and right. Not be metame
kli. Kochim.
What do you mean?
Could
be that. That what? That a food can be metame kochim food? I know.
No, the liquid instead of is fried.
No, kochim is food.
It doesn't matter.
It's more machmir. It has more levels of tumah. That's food. It's food. Ha. One second. Right. Ha mani mekayim yitma. What do I use with the word yitma? I just said it can't mean a kli. Matame es hamashkin. It can be matame mashkin. Why? So I would have said, because nothing else. Can't be salads, and it can't be kelim. What's left? Liquids. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shein alulin l'kabel tuma. Because they're very easy to be mekabel tuma. It's very easy for liquids to become tame. Why is it so easy? They don't have to get hefsha first. They don't have to first get wet. That's a bit cooler when it comes to liquids. It says the Gemara.
It's already wet.
Exactly. It's just said that.
It's
but it's a cooler. My area, mashkin mishum da alun lekabel tuma. What kind of answer is that? The reason why liquids can become tame is because they don't have to first get wet. I have a better reason. There's nothing else it could be. What else could it be? What else can mashkin make tame? There's nothing left. Liquids, because why? Because liquids can, don't need a hechsher. What kind of reason is that? Hachi kamar. Here's what you're going to say. Here's the answer. V'chi tema. You want to tell me that ochel chamor, ochel aso machmir, the metame mashkin, since they have the ability to be metame mashkin, nitame likli, they should also have the power to be metame kelim. Rashi explains, v'chi tema ochel chamor mimashke. It's the Rashi right on the side. Ochel's worse than mashke. It's more chamor. The ilu mashke ain metame mashke. The ilu mashke ain metame mashke. The enu ochel kamar to metame mashke. The ilu ochel kamar to metame mashke. But ochel can be metame mashke. Hilchach, therefore, afakav the ain mashke metame kli. Ye ochel metame kli. Even though that can't, the ochel should work. Hahu chumr demashkin hu. That's really a chumr. That's really a chumr in liquids. Mishum demashkin alulin lekabel tuma. Because mashkin have the ability, are easy to become tame. Umahi alulin shemekabel tuma shlo behechsher.
How's that a chumr?
What?
How's that a chumr? That's a deficiency.
How is it a chumr?
Yeah. It's so weak that they become tuma right away.
Right. So there's much easier for liquids to become tame. So there's more tumor liquid in the world than salads in the world. Salads first have to get wet, liquids don't.
So what's that's the chumr?
What? The chumr is it's easier to become tame. Much, much more prevalent. That's a chumrah. There's more liquid tumor in the world.
Well, why are they accepting this as fact now that liquid people become tame so easily? We had a whole discussion whether according to a mayor, liquid doesn't become tame at all.
No, this is not according to a mayor. It's not according to a mayor. This is not according to a Yossi.
And that's only the Besamigdash you're talking about, right?
What?
From mayor.
Right. That was a Zerubana. Then we had a Machlokas. If that applied, which liquids in the Besamigdash that even applied to? Right? Good? So far, so good. Okay. Yidma de ein osa ki yotzebo. The idea that we said before that a liquid can't be metame a liquid and a salad can't be metame a salad. That's learned out of all this. That's not where it's learned out from. Mehacha nafka. Mehacha nafka. It's learned out from somewhere else. It says, this is the famous pasuk. V'chiyutan mayim al zera. If water falls on a seed, v'nafal min nivlasam alav, and then a dead something falls on top of that, tamehu becomes tameh. Meaning, food can only be metame something if it first gets wet. Hu tameh, it becomes tameh, the seed becomes tameh, the ain osin tameh ki yotzebo. But it can't make another seed tameh. Why? Because food can't make food tameh. That's the makar for this. Not from what we just spent the whole half hour on. So the Gemara answers, Chad mashkin habo en machma sheret. Chad mashkin habo en machmas kli. One is when liquids became, when the liquid became tamei because it touched the sheretz, and another situation is where liquids became tamei because it touched the kli. What does that mean? Yeah, I need two sources for this. Tzrich, I need both. Diashmin mashkin habo machmas kli. If we had a case of mashkin that came because it touched the kli, mishum delo chamiri. It's not that machmer. What is mash to touch the kli? The highest it could be is a sheni. Because the highest the kli could be is a rishon. Touched an avatuma. Right? Can a kli be an avatuma itself if it touches a mace? I don't know about that.
It's anything personal.
What?
It's the same thing as a person. A mace.
So then it could be an avatuma, then it could be a rishon. Yeah, yeah. At least it's a level lower. Aval mashkin abo machma sheretz, but a mashkin that touched a sheretz, the chamiri, is more mach, why is it more mach? It's on a higher level. Ema osa tuma ki yotzebo. Maybe it can make tuma like itself. Maybe it can. Maybe such a liquid can make a liquid tummy. The ulash m'inan mashkin habon machmas sheret. The kolshkin mashkin habon machmas kli. So 1 second. Then it's a kal v'chomer. If mashkin that comes from a sheret can be metame, then certainly mashkin that comes from a kli, which is lower. So why do we need kal v'chomers for that? The famous answer, milsa de issi b'kal v'chomer, something that you could derive from a kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra, the Torah goes out of its way anyway. Not everything, killing the whole Torah out of a kal v'chomer, not everything is learned out of a kal v'chomer. sometimes it could be a kal v'chomer, this would be a valid kal v'chomer. Right? If such high-level tumah doesn't, liquids don't make liquids, then certainly a lower-level tumah, liquids don't make liquids. Ah, it's a kal v'chomer. You're right. Sometimes the Torah says it anyway, even though it's a kal v'chomer. By the way, the Torah never said it. We pulled teeth out of these psukim to get this rule. And the Torah didn't say it. Right? The Torah said it, like, lo siritzach, don't kill. That's what it says. Right? Right, you read the Torah, your mama said you'd never think this in a million years. But okay. Okay. Next. Amale Ravina Ravashi. One second. The Amar Rava. Rava said, we're not gonna finish this. Because there's nowhere really to stop. But we'll do best we can. Lo Reb Yossi suffer Kerbi Akiva. Below Rabbi Akiva, Sarah Kirbiosi. They don't hold like anybody, they don't hold like each other at all.
We just said they do, and now
we
said they don't.
We said on Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yossi, never said he held like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi said, I took Rabbi Akiva's drasha that he used in a one pasuk, and I applied the same svara to another pasuk. However, now Rabashi says that the Rava said that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi don't hold like each other at all. What doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said, based on this drasha, that you have such a thing as a shlishi by chulin. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yossi didn't accept that at all. Right? That's first of all. What didn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yossi about? That's the harder one.
Go fish.
What?
Go find it.
I'm going to find it. One second.
It's hard to find. No problem.
Right, so the whole Rashi here, what's going on? Varekiva lo savala krabiosi. That Rabiosi is going to derive, or did derive, that is going to derive in a minute, that how did Rabiosi know that such a thing is a revi by Kachim? He learned it out of a kal v'chomer, which we have time, we're going to say the kal v'chomer. He learned it out of a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Akiva disputed that kal v'chomer. Okay?
Also, Rabbi Akiva has a chamish student.
Yeah. Okay. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva rabo amra. The answer is yeah. Rabbi Yossi, all he did was use Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Not even for the same din. Just yitma is yitama. Rabbi Yossi said, oh, with that change of the pronunciation, I could get my halachas out of it. Right? But v'leilo surely, he doesn't have to hold for Rabbi Akiva's drasha. He can reject Rabbi Akiva's drasha, use the method for his own drasha. That's not a kasha. That's not a problem. The other way is a bigger problem. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, yeah? Amalei Rabbi Ashi Rabbi Kana, bishlom al Rabbi Yossi lo savla Rabbi Akiva. I understand that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Rabbi Akiva. Titania, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Minayin L'Ravi, the Kodesh, Shehu Pasul. How do you know there's such a thing as Kodshim that could be a Ravi? And the answer is, V'dinhu. It's a Kal V'Chomer. So I think we should stop here, because there's nowhere to stop. It goes on to the
bottom.
Right, we'll get to the Amud Aleph. It stops on literally the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So I think we'll stop right here. We're right in the middle of the story. This whole story here, there will be Akiva and Rabbi don't hold like each other. We'll almost finish the liquids sugya. It's going to finish on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And there's only like one or two more days of this. And then we finish the parak. All right? We'll stop here. Everybody have a good day, and everybody have a good chodesh.
It's not so hard.